The car rental industry has been one of the hardest hit sectors due to the regulatory restrictions imposed as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. Restriction of movement, limited business travel and international and local tourism have minimized the car rental sector's role for much of the year. But with the country now at level one of the lockdown and international borders now fully open and internal tourism now a possibility, how quickly can the sector recover? Well, to discuss this matter further, I'm joined on the line by Ramasela Ganda. She's the chief executive at Avis Budget Rent-A-Car. Thank you so much for joining us, Ramasela. Now, just give us a sense of how bad it's been for you guys in the car rental sector since the lockdown earlier this year.
Thank you very much and good evening to your listeners as well. It has been terrible. With the close of the airport for an extended period of time since March till now in October, it has been really tough for our businesses because there was no, as you can imagine, activity happening.
Mm.
And also locally, we've been on a lockdown. We couldn't do, for a long period, provincial travel. We couldn't go and visit our parents. We couldn't go anywhere. So the need for the car, was not there for many people. Easter holidays, which was supposed to be ideally the best time.
Yes.
During the year, we didn't have those kind of activities. So it's been terrible, to say the least. Local travel as well, same.
Yes. So Ramasela, over the several months that you guys have literally been in limbo, what were the direct implications for the business and its staff?
Sadly, and I think we've read a lot about it, we had to part with a lot of staff.
Mm.
And I think that has been the most difficult period for us, knowing that we're parting with people that have dedicated their lives to Avis for a very long time.
Yeah.
And the opportunities out there. The economy is in dire straits. So it's not like you're parting with people and the opportunities are just lining up for them. You know how difficult it's been. And I think that has been the toughest part. But, like any other thing in life where there is very difficult times, there's also something that has been bright for us. And as a car rental and car sale company, one of the things that we've managed to do, we've managed to deplete, and surprisingly, the used car market has been excellent, and we've managed to sell more cars in a very short period of time and generate good cash.
Hmm.
So it has not been completely doom and gloom. So I think that we had to focus. And I think one of the things that taught us was to be agile. One of the things that we've learned during that period was we got into the market on the car rental that we've never reached before. We started a program of monthly rental. Why only just buy a car in this tough economy if you can rent it? And we got to a special monthly program that for a lot of people that never used, because most people associate car rental with, holidays and, I'll get to the airport and hire a car. But during the month of May, we launched a project that, you can rent a car for a month. And that was one of the creative things that really, and not creative because it's car rental, but the market that we never said.
Yes, yes. Now, I was going to say, you need to get innovative when you're faced with that kind of crisis. Now, since international travel was permitted from the beginning of October, how much of an impact has that had on your car rentals, if any?
Oh, not much at all. I think we are still highly dependent on local. The beauty about it is that this is also giving us an opportunity to explore our country. And you see a lot of people that ordinarily will have been traveling overseas for their holidays. They are now traveling a lot locally. Because the planes were also not all of them flying. And we started also projects of, you can drive from here to KZN. We had specials like that. So local has been strong. Internationally, I don't think we're expecting anything till next year, first quarter. It's still going to be tough.
Yeah.
In this industry.
Hmm. The UK has already given the go-ahead for one of the drug companies to start distributing its COVID-19 vaccine to the general public. What does this do to your confidence levels about, the future? Of course, you just gave us some gauge as to when you think things might pick up. But does that give you a level of confidence that, of course, if that market is doing that, then others are going to be doing it soon and hopefully will soon be COVID-free?
You know, I think that's what we're waiting for. And news like that are very encouraging because it takes away this whole view and the need for, you know, the worry about the second wave, how we're going to deal with the issues of second wave and the absence of a vaccine. And when you start hearing news like that, you know, it boosts that confidence. And you know, you look forward to saying, you know, if it can happen in that, it can happen in other countries, and we will then start seeing. I mean, we've been fortunate as a country because, you know, as much as COVID has hit us, it has not hit us as bad as the rest of the world.
Yeah.
And that's something that you say, South Africa is still open for business. It is a safe place. I mean, one thing that we do is in continuously, even our UK principal and AV's budget, international, one thing that we look for is cars. We don't need just clean cars. We need safe cars. And I think that's been our focus. So we think South Africa is just open for international business. We're ready to welcome everybody, our processes, and, you know, we safety conscious. Everything that we see about our car rental is it has to be clean. It has to, you know, give that safety comfort to that. I know when I get a car rental, from Avis is going to be in a good condition and it's safe, it's sanitized, and we, I think one of the things we've invested a lot in how we clean cars now.
Yeah.
It's making it safe.
That is important in these times. Ramasela, thank you so much for your time. That was Ramasela Gunda. She's the chief executive at Avis Budget Rent-A-Car.